Radio 2 celebrates musicals. Now, Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey.
I'm Roger Daltrey and welcome to a very special edition of Sounds of the 70s, all part of this special weekend as Radio 2 celebrates musicals. They've handed the show over to me for the next couple of hours, so you could say that it's Tommy Walker in for Johnny Walker, as that was my character name when I played the original pinball wizard in Ken Russell's memorable movie version of Tommy way back in 1975. And I've got to tell you, that filming, that was a dream for me. We didn't know who was going to be the protagonist against the pinball wizard, who I was, until the last 3 days. We didn't know who any of the extra stars in that film. And you've got to remember, there was Jack Nicholson, there was Tina Turner, of Ollie Reed. All these people, you know, turned up for little cameos. And when we found out it was Elton John, we were gobsmacked because he was a good mate from the old days, even before that in the 60s. And when I saw the enormous giant pair of Doc Martens that Elton was going to have to be wearing for the day, I did feel for him. But I've got to tell you, he was an absolute gentleman, and his performance in that film was extraordinary. And his rendition of Pinball Wizard is far, far better than ever I could do. Well done, Elton. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Oh, please, no, I give up. Don't come out again. Seriously, that was Time Warp, and that was featured in the 1975 film version of the Rocky Horror Show, which was renamed the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that was Richard O'Brien, who was the writer, alias Riff Raff, along with various other cast members. So coming up next, we have Watch Closely Now. This is a song performed by Kris Kristofferson, who's a great actor and a really good songwriter. Written some fabulous songs, but in this particular piece, it's the opening song on the soundtrack to the 1976 remake of A Star Is Born. He's playing a kind of washed up, screwed up rock singer, and boy, does he sound like it. His co-star was Barbara Streisand, and she never ever sounded like that. Kris Kristofferson from A Star Is Born, and boy, does he sound like one screwed-up rock singer.
Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey.
So, from the ridiculous to the sublime. And now, this, to me, is one of my all-time favourite musical songs from that period. If I had to choose the top five, this would certainly be one or two in that top five. And it's the symbiosis of the music to the lyrics. The music by, of course, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and the lyrics by Tim Rice. I mean, it's fantastic, this song. It's everything a musical should do. It's incredibly well sung here by Julie Covington, and she recorded this for the 1976 Evita concept album. And it became one of the standard songs of the 1978 musical when it opened in London's West End.
Oh,
Well, that was just beautiful. That was Julie Covington with Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And sadly, Julie never ever got to perform that on stage in the role. But here's another featuring Julie Covington. And here her character is Beth, joined by Thin Lizzy's frontman, Phil Lynott. As Parson Nathaniel, the song comes from Jeff Wayne's musical version, The War of the Worlds.
In their search for the sinners, feeding on the power of our fear and the evil within us.
You're listening to Roger Daltrey, and I'm presenting Sounds of the 70s, standing in for Johnny Walker, playing you some great songs from musicals of the 70s. So now I'm going to go on to another great Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice song, and this again is probably my favourite song from Jesus Christ Superstar, which I happen to have performed. I played Judas in a BBC Radio 4 production of it, and it was great fun to do. But this is my favourite song, I Don't Know How to Love Him. That was I Don't Know How to Love Him from Yvonne Elliman, and she played Mary Magdalene in both the first Broadway production of the show in 1971 and then later in the movie. So now I'm going to play a couple of Broadway classics. And this one here is from the Broadway musical A Chorus Line, which tells the backstory of 17 dancers auditioning for a place on stage in a show.
One singular sensation. Every little step she takes. One thrilling combination. Every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you. No.
That's It's a Hard Knock Life from the 1977 Broadway musical Annie. And the song is performed by the lead character along with the other orphans. Now, here's a beautiful song. And this, again, I knew Gene Wilder. Really, 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 really sweet man. Funny man. And it's the main song from the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And all I can say is he doesn't come into the film till halfway through and he totally steals it. And you can just hear so much in his voice in this. It is pure imagination.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room.
That was Pure Imagination, beautifully sung by Gene Wilder. And that song was written by Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus. So now I'm going to play you God Bless the Child, performed by Diana Ross in her role as jazz legend Billie Holiday in the 1972 movie Lady Sings the Blues.
Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it's still.
So that was Diana Ross singing God Bless the Child from her big screen debut that earned her an Oscar nomination. So from one Diana Ross song to another. And here she's joined by Michael Jackson in something completely different. Ease on down the road. That was Ease On Down the Road from the 1978 movie The Wiz, which was based on the 1974 Broadway reworking of The Wizard of Oz. This is Roger Daltrey on Sounds of the 70s, and I'm playing some great musicals. Here's another great song by that really great songwriter, Mr. Paul Williams.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.
That was Rainbow Connection, performed by Kermit the Frog in the 1979 Muppet movie.
Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey on BBC Radio 2.
I don't think this next track that I'm going to play you needs any introduction whatsoever. This was from the great film Grease that was a huge, enormous success in the 70s, which first opened on Broadway back in 1971, but was then made into a film, which became even bigger than the hit show. And this is John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, hmm. Tell me more, did you get very far?
This is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker, and on 88 to 91 FM.
Now, Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey. Part of Radio 2 celebrates musicals.
BBC Radio 2.
What a joyous film that was, and that was Bugsy Malone's soundtrack album, and that was You Give a Little Love, performed by the entire cast at the end of the film. That film was directed by Alan Parker. I wish I'd worked with him, and it was released in 1976. You could have been anything that you wanted to be. Yeah, tell me that when I was young. I did. All I ever wanted to be was a singer. This is Roger Daltrey on Sounds of the 70s, and I'm playing some great musicals. I'm not blowing my own trumpet with this one, but it was a huge, huge successful musical, and a really, really successful film in the 1970s. And this is from Tommy. This is Listening to You, See Me, Feel Me from the album and the soundtrack.
See me, feel me, touch me, feel me, see me, feel me, touch me.
So that was some music from Tommy. That's the end of Tommy on stage. And I have to tell you, we performed that at Woodstock. And at the time of day we were playing at the end of that show, at that point in that music there where we go into See Me, Feel Me live on stage was when the sun, for the first time in 3 days of heavy, heavy, heavy rain, poked its head above the horizon on a bright, sunny day. And it was on the first, See Me, up popped the sun. Even the Rolling Stones couldn't afford that lighting effect. So now I'm going to play you one of my favourite rock bands of the 70s. I just love this band because they never took, it didn't seem to me like they ever took anything really seriously like we did. You know, we were performing rock operas and all that serious stuff. But this band, Slade, they were just great. Noddy, what a great character he is. What a great actor. Really good songwriter. What a fabulous rock and roll voice. And boy, did they deliver. They delivered on all fronts. This is Far, Far Away, and it's from the 1975 film Slade in Flames.
I've seen the bridges of the world and they're for real. I've had a red light off the wrist without me even getting kissed. It still seems so unreal. I've seen the morning in the mountains.
So there you go, that was Far, Far Away from Slade. And that was from Slade in Flame, a movie which kind of got overlooked in the 70s. But have another look at it. It's a great movie. And it really depicts the dark and seedy side of the music business in the mid-70s. So now we get to the 21st century and what kind of musicals turned into. They became jukebox musicals. So I'm going to play you three tracks from some of the biggest of all time.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you.
Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey on BBC Radio 2.
Valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. There's gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Celebrates musicals. Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey.
Queen, Meatloaf and ABBA from three of the biggest jukebox musicals of the 21st century. So now I'm going to play you something from an extraordinary film. If you can ever get to see this, it really is quite frightening. Performed by some really good friends of mine, Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees, in the bizarre 78 musical version of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. To give you some indication of how crazy this film is, also in the film were Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Frankie Howard and George Burns.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey on BBC Radio 2.
So that was Day by Day, taken from the 1971 musical Godspell, and it also featured in the 1973 movie version of the show. Robin Lamont's version is the definitive one, and it was a top 20 hit in America in 1972. So now I'm going to play you again one of the songs that would sit in the top five of my all-time favourite songs from musicals. And this is Sending the Clowns, which was written by Stephen Sondheim. And it's performed here by Judy Collins, who scored a top 10 hit with the song in May 1975.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair.
Sounds of the 70s with Roger Daltrey.
That was Sending the Clowns and, of course, Wandering Star, sung by Lee Marvin in the movie version of a musical, Paint Your Wagon. And I have to tell you, I had some, you know, you think that famous people can meet other famous people and you know, we don't get nervous. But I've got to tell you, I turn to jelly when I see my idols. And I happened to meet both of these people, both Judy Collins and Lee Marvin, in elevators. I met Lee Marvin way back in 1980-something, where I stepped into an elevator in Los Angeles, and there he was, all 6-foot-something of him, skinny as a rail, and he looks at me with that craggy old face, and this voice was went... So I was shaking like a jelly. And then in 2019... I walked into an elevator in New York on the way to an awards ceremony, and there before me was the most beautiful woman, Judy Collins, absolutely stunningly beautiful, her eyes and her hair and her face and a smile. And again, I just turned to a little boy like I was back at school and go, ooh, it's her. So I didn't have the courage to say, I love your music. Oh, dear. I'll grow up one day. But there you go. So now I'm going to play you another song from The Who, sung by me. And this is from the rock opera, or I don't know what it was actually. It was certainly a musical. in 1985. We played this at Live Aid, and it became part of the Quadrophenia musical when it first toured the UK in 2009. Now, this is the finale, the final song in the piece, and it's a song called Love Rain on Me. And when I first heard this, Pete presented the demo in the studio, it was done as a very quiet love song. And so I did my version, which is, as you'll hear, is kind of out there. And the last note of this song, I'm singing a full voice, high E, which is rather high, and you have to hold on to your parts rather tightly. And I've never quite to this day known whether Pete actually likes this, because when he first heard my rendition of it, he walked out and over his shoulder he went, "Don't like it." So I still don't know. Sadly, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'm going to play you out on a couple of songs from the show that was truly, truly groundbreaking in the 60s. It was breaking racial barriers, sexual barriers, every kind of barrier you can think of that is still current today. I know what you're all going to be saying. You're going to say, "Oh, that's not sounds of the 70s, that's the 60s. Well, you're wrong, because the Hair was performed in all through the 70s. It is still performed to this day. It is a timeless musical, and it will go on way into the future. It was building bridges. Black Lives Matter, that was the first musical where black people had equal roles to the white actors. Black actors equal to the white actors. Groundbreaking. Fantastic. The show produced an enormous amount of stars. Donna Summer, Meat Loaf, Diane Keaton was in that show. Elaine Page. Tremendous, tremendous show. Every time it goes out, it works equally good today as it did in the 60s. This is the Age of Aquarius, which we've just entered into Let the Sun Shine In. And boy, do we need it. This is Roger Daltrey on Sounds of the 70s, playing some great musicals. And I'd just like to say thank you to Johnny Walker for inviting me to do this. I hope I haven't ruined your audience forever. Be lucky, mate, and stay well. I'm Roger Daltrey. This is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker, and on 88 to 91 FM.